You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
You know, the Bible tells us about heaven, and I'm looking forward to speaking about that subject tonight. Here's how it evolved in my heart. We live in such a dark day. Government, schools, university, campus unrest, political unrest, economic unrest, church problems all over, church difficulty, family problems. That's the day. And those are good messages to preach, but I can't preach it tonight. It's wearing me out, this dark day. And I want you to know, and please bear with me here, the entire statement. I've had such dark, dark, dark moments for so long here, just almost every conversation, you're thinking, what in the world's going on? And yet, we've had some of the greatest, amazing blessings of God. You know, when anything goes forward, there has to be friction. And when there's friction, there's always struggles. And I just believe we're in for the ride of our life for the greatest things. But I just believe also to the church, and I'm speaking about churches worldwide right now, pastors that are listening, I think there's going to be a price. And there's going to be ups and downs. But by the grace of God, I'm not planning on bailing out on anything. I'm in this thing to finish. What comes, what may, comes at this, comes at that. And so I found myself at times, even in prayer, in darkness. For quite some time, I have some radiant and joyous times and singing times and fellowship time with God. And I just feel so. And then I begin to pray about something that is, it's dark. And the prayer of darkness that I'm praying about this situation causes me to be more dark. More dark? Darker? Darkerest? Darker. And you know, prayer's wonderful, but sometimes we're bringing our requests and our trials and our heartaches and the needs of people to the throne of grace. And sometimes it's like the preacher that he got right with God here, and he was backslidden, and his wife got saved here years ago, and he went into the ministry and started a great church. And he called me about 3, 4, 5, 6 years later and said, Pastor, when do you start reaching normal people? I said, that's not ever going to happen, because you're not normal and I'm not normal. You attract what you are. Life can be dark. And I began to pray recently about it, because I said, Lord, so many good things have happened. I mean, last Sunday night was a night I'll never forget with you four men ordained to the gospel ministry. And you people, you just... We're so excited. And just I've seen pictures of it this week, and it's just so amazing. The schools this year, the college this year, the missions giving this year, the two brand new, did you see those beautiful new shuttle buses that you purchased? They're out running today, and they're all lettered up, so dignified, and our student body, our faculty, our staff, and publications. And how can you improve upon pastors' conference and missions conference and giving all that money away, all that missions money, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And the crowds, it's not shoehorn in here. Sunday morning, the lower floor, yes, and the first balcony, and then many in the second balcony. And we've never had it to that degree before. Great things happening. Buses are running. Sunday school, almost 9,000 on Easter weekend. It's amazing. And we got 1,500 homes, families, not individuals. We got 1,500 homes. We have the addresses for the cultivation campaign has started. We've been at the door. We don't go in the homes of people. At the door of 446 in the last 4 weeks. 446 homes. And we take them a Bible. And we talk to them. Some have been led to Christ. Some have been coming every Sunday the last the whole month of April since Easter on March 31st. I mean, good things. But so frail your pastor is, I get starting to worry or concerned or bothered. And everything's an uphill battle. Everything's an uphill battle. And the Lord spoke to my heart, dealt with me, not audibly, but, son, you're looking too much right here. Why don't you look up here? I'm preaching about heaven tonight. I'm so excited about heaven. And I won't keep you all night. I want you to sing a little bit about heaven. As I preach along the way here tonight, I want you to turn to page 196. Brother Martinez last night was so great. We just sort of started on 196 last night. Was the song of the night in our prayer request last night. I'll meet you in the morning. Brother Martinez, lead us a stanza of that right there. And orchestra, you play along and keep your Bibles open. John chapter 14, if you will.
I will meet you
in the morning
by the bright river's side. When all sorrow has drifted,
page 198, turn the piano up a little bit, please. I am going. Of white array, now waiting for my coming, where the roses never fade. Try page 199. I will meet you in the morning. Sing it just inside the eastern day. Sing it out. Here we go.
Thank you.
two more. How about 158? There's a good song. There's a land that is fairer than day. In the sweet by and by, 158. Right on that first stanza only. Sing it together.
There's a land.
The unclouded day. Is it possible to turn that piano up a little bit more? That'd be great. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Sing it together. Oh, they tell me. Keep your songbook nearby. Let not your heart be troubled, Jack. God says to me, Jack, son, but I am troubled, God. Sometimes does it ever feel like everything you touch, I wish I wouldn't have touched it. Does it ever feel like you're beating your head up against a wall? I guess you've never felt that way. I think it goes with this office of being a pastor, because we are so weak and frail, and we represent the God who's only true and perfect. And being a representative of Him, you fall so short. There's no way that I'm even a good representative for what He deserves. And if a pastor pastors right, I believe you're troubled in your heart quite often. You say, oh no, you should have peace. Not when you think of who you represent and how weak and frail we are and how perfect He is. Jesus said to His disciples, and they were preachers and they were troubled, boys, let not your heart be troubled. You know what heaven's all about? It's about peace. He's going to tell them about heaven. And so He says, I want you to have peace now, because you are going to a city where it's just perfect peace. It'll be okay, boys. Don't be troubled. Do not allow this nasty now and now to affect the sweet by and by. There is a land that's fairer than day. And by faith I can see it afar. So live in peace. Not turmoil, not frustration, not where it's dark. We're going to a place. Look what it says in Revelation. Turn there if you will. Keep your hand if you can in John 14. In Revelation chapter, here's how I can have peace. Revelation 21. Oh my, this is good when it gets to 21. They're all good. But 21 says, here's what God says about this place, this peace. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Verse 8, oh, here's the nasty now, the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all the liars shall have their place in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. This is the second death. But I can have great peace here because of where we're going one day.
Amen.
Look at John 14, 1, please. Peace. Let not your heart be troubled. Look at the person. Ye believe in God. You believe in Him, don't you? I'm talking about the God that created everything. The sun, the moon, the stars. He said, verse 1, you can believe in me also. Because I am God too. I'm Jesus. I'm God. When this gets so distressing here, we have God. We have a peace. We have a person. We have a place. Look at back there in John chapter 14. In my Father's house are many mansions, dwelling places. And if it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. This morning, I think the choir sang, just build my mansion next door to Jesus. And tell the angels I'm a coming home. I've got a place, a mansion. I don't know what floor it's on. But God tells me in the book of Revelation, it's 1,200 furlongs wide and high. In all directions, it's 1,200 furlongs, which is 1,500 miles. So it's 1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles tall. Some of you like the high rise. You'll live up in the high rise, 1,500 miles high. And there are all these dwelling places. It's a mansion. You say, describe it for me. I can't. But I can tell you this. There's a river. Just think of its beauty. There's a river, according to the book of Revelation, that comes from the throne of God. And in the midst of it is the tree of life. And God says He has lined that street with the trees of life. And each one, every month, bears a different fruit. 12 months, 12 times. And they're everywhere, these trees. I've been in the study with the children this year about trees. I am so fascinated with trees. And it's not this Wednesday, but next week I'm speaking to the kids about the tree. I've saved it for the last lesson. The tree of life, it's in Genesis chapter 2. And man messes up the tree of life. But in Genesis, Revelation 22, verse 2, he said, you're going to see the tree of life. That was perfect and was that flawless, and Adam had it. He had it cursed, but there's a tree of life there, and the river. There is a river. Oh, I tell you what, I'm excited about this. And heaven's such a beautiful place. Heaven's sounding sweeter all the time. Seems like lately it's always on my mind. Someday I'm going to leave this old nasty, dirty, filthy, God-forsaken because they rejected God, world behind. For heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. Heaven brings a peace. Heaven is a person. Heaven is a place. Oh, but would you look this? Heaven is a people. In my Father's house, verse 2, are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go. It's overwhelming when I think of it. To prepare a place for you. I know me, I don't even deserve to get in. But not only did I get in, I get a place with God Himself and with the people of God. Catholics believe at death, you could go to a purgatory and your family can pay and pray your way out of it. But that's not Bible. Others believe that, and many religions, their souls sleep. When you die, you're just in the ground. But that's not what the Bible teaches. There's a rich man that died and was buried, and the beggar Lazarus, and he saw him there in Abraham's bosom. Do you know the thief on the cross? Jesus said, today, not purgatory first, not soul sleep, today you'll be with me in paradise. I would have no ability to try to comfort anybody at a funeral if I said your loved one is just there. Oh, the body is, but that's why resurrection morn is going to be such a wonderful day when those graves are open and that body, well, what do they have now? They have a perfect soul which is in heaven. And apparently, whatever that is, you can see. I love what we sing. I saw Abraham, that's based on Luke 16. I saw Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Mark, Luke, and Timothy. Amen. You're there, Mark, Luke. But I said, I want to see Jesus. I've been singing all week, I want to see my Savior first of all. Before on any others, I would call. But because we will know one another in heaven. He saw Abraham. Because we'll know one another. I don't know how. I don't know the relationship. But I'll be able to walk up to a man and say, you're my father-in-law. And walk up to your sweet mom, say, Jerry, Geraldine, I never met you. I'm your son-in-law. And I don't know, Brother Manna, if she'll say, Jack. Periodically, the curtain was pulled back and I got to see. You say, where did he base that? Hebrews, wherefore by we're compassed about why so great a cloud of witnesses. I don't understand all about what you can see and not see. I don't think you can see sin down here. That would be discouragement in heaven. And there's no sin there. But I do think you can see some good things. I wonder, Sarah, your dad probably saw your wedding. Brother Mike, your sweet wife probably saw your daughter's wedding a few months ago. I wonder, your mom's going to say, now, Jack, you and Cindy have three kids. I know. And Dwayne has, one's already up here, Jennifer. And Dwayne's got two more. And Rich has two. And Verlin and Benny and Doug, Mark. We got eight kids, and they all have kids. All my grandkids are here. I tell you, I start looking down here, and I see these foolish decisions people are making politically, and I think, how could you be so mean to children? How could you want to do this to kids? Mutilate their bodies. But I start thinking up here. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. You know, I wonder if we could sing When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. Page 180 if you need the words. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more. When the roll is called, I'm going to be there. Sing it together. And what a day. Thank you. and we don't believe you just lay there and you're dead. We are confident, Paul says, we are confident. I say, and willing, rather to be from absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We have that confidence. I'm very cautious to ever say this. I said it a year ago for the first time. I've been in the room with many of your loved ones as they're dying. And I can many times sense. I just sense. I've never seen an angel or anything. Angels are in that presence. There's something, a hush. There's a calm. There's a something. I can't explain it, how it comes over. And I'm sitting in that room. I can think of several rooms in hospital rooms and in houses where I've sat. And I think something's going on here. I've had more families look at me and say, do you think that was the last breath? And I said, I don't think so. One more time, they'd breathe. And many times I said, I believe that's the last. I don't know, Brother Brian, but I sense that there's something unseen in there. There is an unseen hand to me. Not only does it lead us here, but it leads me to that promised land. I think that's why many times, though your heart is shattered and it's broken, for sometimes a Christian there, a great calm at moments can come over you. In the midst of the saddest moment of your life. We sing about angels. We talk about angels unaware. You know, heaven's going to be a wonderful thing. But for right now, we see through a glass darkly. But then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know even as I am known. My dad might say, son, let me walk you down Golden Avenue. Let me take you to the throne where Jesus is. I've been here a while now, son. I know my way around. You're going to love it here. I don't know what it's going to be all like, but it's not this. Yes. We're done tonight. I would like to sing Face to Face with Christ. I'd like to sing all these songs. But I think we'll close with 147. Stephen was being stoned to death, and the calm that came over him. I see Jesus standing at the Father's right hand. He's not seated. Sometimes in the Bible, he's seated at the right hand of the Father. But he's standing. He's looking. There's my boy Stephen. Deacon Stephen, a man full of the Holy Ghost. He's a deacon, should be a full of the Holy Ghost. And a man given to prayer, and a man who loves me. And I see Stephen. And Jesus was standing, waiting for him. Oh, that will be glory for me. One of the great old hymns that was literally brought means to Christ in the late 1800s, 1900s. Sing it. Thank you. You've been so patient tonight. But you know what? You've been so attentive. Heavens, I wish I could describe it. Miss Traber, a lot of times, she'll say, talk to me about heaven. And I said, I don't know what to tell you. I know what it says here. I know there's a person there. I know there's a place there. I know there's a people there. And I know it's peaceful there. There's no night there. The gates of the city are not closed. You don't have to have a security alarm on the gates of heaven. It's a peaceful place. No murder. No anguish. No separation. What a great song. When by the gift of His infinite grace, shout it out, sing it together. Like that last stanza, friends will be there. You know, I've traveled all over this country. We'll sing that, Brother Galvin, for probably, Mrs. Traber, 46 years, I guess, I've been traveling all over this country. I wish you knew how loved you are. I wish you knew. Everywhere I go, I've been traveling a lot this spring. I flew out to Long Beach on Thursday night, got there right before a fast dinner with the pastor, then preached and back. We just love the singing church. We love North Valley. And they come from all these other churches. All these other churches are there. You're so loved. You're so respected. And I wish you knew how important you are to the cause of Christ. My sweet friend Tony Hudson called me this week, and he says it all the time. Brother Traber, please, America needs North Valley. Please, it's the church. It's the marker, the standard bearer. And I know that sounds proud. I know there's a, but God's raised you up, people. He's raised, I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about you.
Amen.
God's raised you up. I looked at our dear friends, Brother Steve Myers there, the Great Pacific Baptist. We have another graduate across town, Brother Eli Reynolds, doing a wonderful job. And I drove in, their buses look like ours. Same kind of vehicles. And the same exact paint job. And the letters are the same. It says Pacific Baptist Church. You know, that's a compliment of compliments. The pulpit's similar to this. Their building's a lot nicer, and the fact that it's brand new. This is 18 years old, but I still love it here. So, you know, everywhere I go, I think of a man in that church that used to take me to the airport. We'd rush to catch the last flight out every Thursday night. I preach here once a year on a Thursday on their midweek service. He's young, a lot younger than me. He's with our Lord. I was at that funeral yesterday, the sweet girl that came to our college 2.5 years. There's missing people because they've already passed on. Everywhere I go, I was preaching in North Carolina, And I was right near Bobby Robertson's, and I had a rental car. Drove by, I think you were with me, drove by his marker. And I saw all those markers of all those people I loved. Think of this guy, he was in the choir, and this lady was in the choir, and this man was a bus captain, and this guy was in the Gospel Light Trio, and this guy was in the Gospel Light Trio, and his wife, they're all gone. I got friends everywhere, and you have friends you don't even know. Friends will be there I've loved long ago. I wish you saw my list since I came here with my wife 48 years ago, preachers. Column after column after column after column that have passed away. They've all passed away, all those great friends of mine, and they're on the other side. Friends will be there I've loved long ago. Go out to all these markers out here, these different cemeteries, your loved ones, they're waiting for us. Yeah. Friends will be there I've loved long ago. Joy like a river. Sing it together on that last stanza.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.